Most children attend class in buildings we call schools, and in those schools, the kids are called students. But in many big cities, that basic vocabulary is changing. And nowhere is that more true than in New Orleans, where just about every school receiving public funding is now a charter school. Reporter Eve Abrams noticed the language shift.
I started off with a little experiment. I asked a bunch of adults, where'd you go to school?
I went to Newton Elementary School, Newton High School,
Epiphany School,
Folsom Elementary School,
Valina C. Jones School.
I went to the Moses Brown School,
Word of Life Academy,
Warren Easton High School,
Public School 38 in Jersey City.
I also asked a bunch of kids, New Orleans kids. Listen for the difference.
I go to Bell Chase Academy,
Trinity Escoquio School,
Langston Hughes Academy.
I go to Grand Charter School.
I go to Kip City Academy,
Araby Elementary School,
Mount Carmel Academy,
Psy Academy,
Success Preparatory Academy,
Kibbleation Primary Academy.
One word stands out: academy.
It goes back to Plato, and it has a long history of intellectual exchanges.
Larry Cuban is a professor emeritus at Stanford University in the history of education. His specialty is school reform and teaching. Cuban says our idea of an academy comes from Europe and traveled to the United States in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Think Philip Exeter, Andover, private schools for elites where intellectual learning would occur. So it has that kind of pizzazz and kind of cachet.
Cachet, something struggling New Orleans schools haven't had much of. By naming themselves academies, these schools hope to instill pride in both students and teachers.
I have yet to run across an affluent suburb that does this stuff. Have you?
No.
Okay. So it's an urban phenomenon. It's aimed at children of color because it's very hard to get experienced, highly skilled teachers into urban schools. This is, I think, aimed at both teachers and kids, the renaming.
And the renaming doesn't stop there.
A scholar is like a person who's from Achille, who does what they need to do, and who's been told what they do.
At Achille Academy in New Orleans, Jada Brown is a fifth grade scholar. All Achille students are scholars.
It's a big term for us.
Out in the school hallway, fourth grade teacher Julie Patterson says Achille Academy uses the word scholar to set Achille apart from previous schools their students have attended and to send a message.
We have big goals for you. You know, we have big ideas. So you're not just a regular old student. You follow our values. You follow our school rules. That means you're a scholar.
No word is magical in changing behavior.
But, says Larry Cuban, using words like scholar and academy can change the way students and teachers think about what happens in the classroom. For NPR News, I'm Eve Abrams.